With what it says in the papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Audrey. 30,000 drivers are driving for years without taking a driving test. That's the headline in the Irish Times front page. This figure comes after the Road Safety Authority examined learner permits going back to the mid-90s on foot of an inquiry from the Times. The paper says you can renew your learner permit just by showing you've applied for a test, not by actually taking it. Some of those not having sat a test have been driving for over 10 years. The Mirror's front page headline is In Sickness and in Wealth. It's a special report by Fergal Blaney, which also appears in The Star, into the number of vacant properties the HSE owns. He writes that the state body has a portfolio of 250 buildings lying vacant around the country, possibly worth €400 million. These include health centres and hospitals like Baggot Street Hospital in Dublin. The front page of the Irish Sun carries a story featured in other papers that there are worries for the welfare of a Drogheda teenager, Josh Markey, who's been missing since last Monday. The Star says local Gardaí are concerned that his life may be at risk. Two previous tragic news events are back in the papers today. The Irish News front page reports that later this week the people of Creasle in Donegal will mark the first anniversary of the explosion there, which claimed the lives of 10 people. And the Irish Daily Mail notes that today the trial of the man accused of murdering Aisling Murphy begins. Aisling Murphy was killed in Tullamore in January 2022. Two finance stories in the Irish Independent. The paper's front page headline reads, "Squeezed middle families to be biggest winners in budget." While inside, the Independent carries a story about the finance minister with the headline, "McGrath refuses to repay millions taken from individuals' pension funds." It relates to a levy placed on private pension funds in the wake of the financial crash, and that levy has since been discontinued. The finance department says there was never any intention to repay the money taken under the levy once the economy recovered. In music news, The Sun tells us that the Live Aid concert story is going to be turned into a musical, which opens in London in January, while the U2 opening at the huge spherical venue in Las Vegas is covered with spectacular photos in most papers, and the pictures are of the images projected inside the sphere. Maeve Quigley was there for the Mail, and she met four Gallagher brothers from Ireland. One of them, Sean, said that he first saw the band in a small pub in Sligo, and he's been to every show and every tour since. He's just recovered from cancer treatment and just had to go to Vegas with his three brothers. The most dominant story, picture-wise, in the papers today is the Ryder Cup victory by the European team in Rome yesterday. The Irish Independent and Irish Times front pages have large photos with Shane Lowry holding the cup high and Rory McIlroy cheering by his side. The large photo in the Irish Daily Mail shows the 14 European players and their female partners all together, all kissing, except for two of the couples who weren't kissing at the moment the photo was taken. In words, Rory McIlroy's row in the car park before the final day gets plenty of coverage, this time with Shane Lowry at his side, pulling him back from the finger-pointing confrontation. In the Irish Times, Philip Reid quotes McIlroy as saying that, in keeping with the competition's venue, he used the ancient Roman meditations of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics to prepare for his matches, while Joe O'Shea in the Mirror is less highbrow. He said the argument in the car park was like a bunch of bucks having a row outside a chipper in Banagher after closing. Not the kind of thing you'd expect, he says, from a guy who dresses in the kind of salmon pink and sky blue outfits you'd see in the Barbie movie and strolls around a lawn for a living.